Real-time data processing just got a major upgrade. You're listening to Exploring Next, episode 218. I'm Izzo, and with me is Boone. Today, we're diving into something that could fundamentally change how we handle streaming data at scale.
And honestly, the timing couldn't be better. Every company I talk to is drowning in event streams they can't process fast enough.
Right? Like, we've all been there. Your Kafka cluster is melting, your Lambda functions are timing out, and your users are seeing stale data. There has to be a better way.
Well, turns out there is. What we're looking at today solves the fundamental bottleneck in stream processing, the coordination overhead between nodes.
Okay, break that down for me, Boone. What's the actual innovation here?
So traditional stream processors like Flink or Spark Streaming rely on centralized coordinators to manage state and handle failures. That creates a single point of contention as you scale out.
Makes sense.
This new approach uses what they call gossip-based state reconciliation. Basically, nodes share state updates through peer-to-peer communication instead of going through a coordinator.
That sounds chaotic. How do you maintain consistency?
That's the clever part. They use conflict-free replicated data types, CRDTs, to ensure that state updates can be applied in any order and still converge to the same result.
Okay, but who's actually using this? What's the user story here? Yeah.
Gaming companies, fintech, real-time analytics platforms, anyone processing millions of events per second where latency matters more than perfect consistency.
So we're talking eventual consistency, not strong consistency.
Exactly. But for most streaming use cases, that's totally fine. You don't need ACID guarantees for user activity tracking or IoT sensor data.
Fair point. What about the developer experience? Is this another one of those great in theory, nightmare to operate systems?
Actually, no. The API looks almost identical to standard stream processing frameworks. You define your topology, specify your transformations, and the runtime handles the gossip protocol underneath.
That's smart. Lower the adoption barrier.
And deployment is surprisingly straightforward. No zookeeper, no separate coordination service. Just spin up your worker nodes, and they auto-discover each other.
What about failure handling? That's always where these distributed systems get messy.
This is where it gets really interesting. Because state is replicated across multiple nodes through gossip, losing a node doesn't require complex recovery procedures. The remaining nodes just keep going.
No checkpointing to external storage.
Well, you can still checkpoint for durability, but it's not required for fault tolerance. The gossip protocol essentially gives you continuous replication.
I'm giving this approach a solid A-. The trade-offs make sense, and the developer experience sounds reasonable.
Only minus because of the eventual consistency constraint.
That, and I'm curious about network partition handling. Gossip protocols can get weird when the network splits.
True. They address that with a quorum-based approach. If a node can't reach a majority of peers, it stops processing until connectivity is restored.
Better safe than sorry. Exactly. And honestly, I'm already thinking about how to integrate this with our current pipeline. Might be adding another item to the weekend project list. Speaking of which, what should our listeners go build with this? First, check out the main repository on GitHub. They have a great quick start that walks you through setting up a 3-node cluster locally, and try the real-time analytics example. It processes simulated e-commerce events and shows